Thank you very much for taking your time at the expense of your very busy schedule. According to the outline shown on the screen, I, Umemura, will cover the first and second subjects, and Mr. Okabe will explain the third. YSD50 stands for Yamaha Sustainable Development 50 and is a three-year midterm management plan for musical instruments segment, as is written here, by which we will build up our financial status and continuously secure profit through radical structural reform and stable sales growth, like we explained last year. To crystallize our goal, we have two major strategic frameworks. One is sales expansion and the other cost reduction, with three core strategies in each, as is written here. To expand sales, we'll revitalize domestic market in Japan, focus on segments we'd like to accelerate growth, and develop high value-added products and services. These are the three core strategies. To reduce cost, we'll radically strengthen our manufacturing capability, operate business with a selected few, and reform business processes, such are another three core strategies. Sales objective for the final fiscal year ending in March 2007 is set at 334 billion yen, with a stable growth rate of 14% in 3 years. Operating income is set at 31 billion yen, and we'd like to multiply it by 2.5 times through our efforts. These figures remain unchanged since we announced the plan at the analyst meeting last year. Now that the first year is over, let me explain the results and plans ahead. Operating income was initially forecast at 12 billion yen in March 2004, 31 billion yen in the third year, with a total increase of 19 billion yen in 3 years. As we settled accounts at the end of March 2004, operating income was short by 1.5 billion yen, resulting in 10.5 billion yen. Yet we do not change our third year target of 31 billion yen, so we'll have to achieve the increase of 20.5 billion yen. The difference is placed on top of the targets for the second and the third years, as the upper tables show. The absolute amount of profit in the initial year of 14.2 billion yen did not reach the target of 15.5 billion yen, yet improvement amount exceeded the initial plan. These tables show breakdown of profit increase. Profit increase of 20.5 billion yen comprises 14.6 of sales growth as well as improvement of gross profit margin ratio. SG&A will be curbed to the increase of 900 million yen, 3.2 as an effect of manufacturing reform, and 3.6 as a result of reforming personal structure. We'll recover the difference of 1.5 billion yen from the initial plan, which I mentioned earlier, through optimizing and reducing SG&A. In the initial or last fiscal year, we could achieve most of the targets in each factor, as the table on page 4 shows. However, expenses were front-loaded as we integrated warehouses and so on in Europe. In the current second and the third years, we will accelerate efficiency in business operations through one of the core strategies of business process reform. Sales expansion plan. After 1 year, total global demand for musical instruments excluding professional audio segment grew by 3.7%, which was almost equal to our assumption. Secondly, while high-end model remains steady, low-price segment grew in both ratio and volume, thus, as we say, bipolarizing the market. It happened more quickly than we had anticipated. Thirdly, demand for digital pianos increased. Here too, unit prices went down, and while people upbought from portable keyboards, diversifying customer tastes required diversified design proposals leading to an expansion of demand. This also exceeded our assumption. Amid such changes, Yamaha lost its share in the acoustic instruments by 1.2 percentage points, but gained 1.2 in digital instruments, so in total secured its 26% market share. Such are the summary of market environment after the initial year. Sales plan. The total worldwide demand is assumed to mildly grow by approximately 2%. Yamaha targets at 3% this year and 6% in the final year. Yamaha's musical instruments share, written here, means Yamaha's market share in the total worldwide demand for musical instruments, and we target at 26 or 27% and strive to increase it even further. Professional audio market is assumed to grow by more than 3%, and Yamaha's growth plan is set at the level of more than 20%. The table shows previous term's sales results and 2-year expansion plan by product. For the total musical instrument segment, we plan to increase sales by 31.4 billion yen, of which 19.1 by musical instruments, 8.2 by professional audio, and 4.1 by music schools and others. We'll increase pianos and home-use keyboards by 11.2 billion yen and all the other products as well, except for electrones. This table shows sales plan by geographic region. We plan to grow in all the markets starting with North America. Let me explain about each region. Firstly, Japan's domestic market. Last year, we launched a new model of electrone called Stasia, which raised total demand itself, and while its sales is assumed to level off or slightly decrease hereafter, Yamaha forecasts decrease in electrones this year, with total sales decreasing, yet plans to see a mild growth in the third year. In the musical instruments segment, we plan to increase sales by 6.7 billion yen in the remaining 2 years. Although electrones and wind instruments decrease, pianos, strings and percussions and production equipments will grow by 2.3 billion yen, also professional audio by 1.3, and music schools and others by 3.1 billion yen. Points in measures are to steadily revitalize the market and to exploit new demands through investment while progressing with our reform on operational cost. As I mentioned before, we plan to make investment of 10 billion yen in 3 years, and so far we spent 4 billion yen in the previous term against the plan of 2 billion yen. As investment, we prepared classroom environment that exceeds customer expectations, like this picture of a new uni-style classroom. Also, adult center development preceded and attracted grown-ups to pursue hobby, This business model is getting established and profitable. Since last year, not only our direct subsidiary, but contract agents are getting active in their investment efforts. We will also make investment to shops and shift our business operation to cater to this customer stratum as their lifestyle change. We'll also shift from labor-intensive push marketing like sales visits to pull marketing by attracting people to shops and schools and revise profit structure for contract agents as well. To exploit new adult market, we developed full variety of lesson courses and rental programs, and the studentship is reaching 100,000 people now. To expand and exploit the population of electone players, we focus on teenagers by continuously investing to TV commercial films and creating a teen icon. We plan to launch a new model of electone for beginners at Yamaha Music Schools next spring and start rental programs at the same time to increase the number of students and rental revenue in a multidimensional way. North America. For musical instruments, professional audio, and the total market, we assume a mild growth. We, Yamaha, will continue to aim at expansion, which is larger than the total demand on a dollar-denominated basis. We'll increase revenue by 10 billion yen in the musical instruments segment in the remaining 2 years, and its breakdown is shown by these graphs. I'll touch upon the growth of professional audio later. Additional 7.7 billion yen in musical instruments is envisaged in piano-type keyboards such as pianos and electronic pianos. Let me explain. Customers in U.S. regard pianos in a broader way than we, the manufacturers, do, as this chart shows. Such a broader piano-type keyboard wholesale market transition in the past decade is summarized in this graph. Regarding the acoustic pianos at the bottom, upright type is bearish, but grand piano is bullish, and in total, it is a little bit sagging. Chinese low-price pianos growing, but last year, the extra low-tier models did shrink. We consider this was a backlash to the excess wholesale than the actual demand, but on the whole, we recognize the Chinese pianos to be taking an upward trend. The narrow band above is player pianos, which shrunk after the burst of the so-called stock bubble, but it's recovering now. Digital pianos, as I mentioned in the beginning, is growing. And like this picture shows, piano-type keyboard on a stand is taking an upward trend as they are sold through mass distribution retailers. This is how the U.S. customers view the piano-type keyboard instruments market. This matrix summarizes our strategy. Vertical axis is price, horizontal is design concept, and across is functionality. In the lower-tier acoustic piano segment, in China, Yamaha introduced Hancho-made pianos of Yamaha-certified quality. We also introduced high-quality digital pianos with limited functionality for beginners to meet their customer needs. These are represented by red circle on the left. On the other hand, lower right, we expanded simple, stylish, and low-priced piano-type keyboards through expanded sales channels and mass distribution retailers to meet the needs of the beginners as well. Upper right, we reinforced multifunctional suggestive models like disc claviers, player pianos, digital pianos to appeal to the affluent customers, regardless of their skill levels. We would like to meet their needs with an attractive variety of product choices. As it sets in the center square, Yamaha will orchestrate our unique acoustic and digital technology and progress with product development and marketing activities to meet the diversifying demands for pianos. Our growth strategy in North America is to expand high-value-added products and services. Last year, we launched Disclavier Player Piano Mark IV and received high reputation for its functionality of image synchronization, and the sales is quite robust so far. Upper left picture, slim type design suggestive Clavinova CLP-FO1, originally intended for the Japanese domestic market, was introduced at US trade show last January and received higher reputation than anticipated among contract agents for its increased unit price, and also initial retail response is good. Also last year, we jointly engineered high-end trumpet with Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and it is so well-selling that the production is behind now. Last year, we started Yamaha Artist Services, Inc. in Manhattan, New York, as the picture shows, as a place to provide services for professional pianists and wind instruments artists. We are starting this development again, and will put more efforts in such activities to engineer and launch artist model instruments in a very powerful way. IDC stands for Internet Direct Connection, a feature that's loaded to the hardware like Clavinova and portable keyboards. And by way of this service, they become connectable directly to the internet without using PC. We will also continue to develop and expand the distribution service of digital music notebook and so on. Next, we will continue strengthening product competitiveness and expanding sales networks. I've already explained measures for piano-type keyboards. As a result of such measures, we would like to increase the total sales of piano-type keyboards. To increase sales of strings and percussions, we will reinforce our product development through artist relations, build up sales systems, and expand sales channels. Commercial and professional audio continue to be robust with enhanced structure as planned, and this we will accelerate by priority allocation of resources. European markets. The total demand is forecast to grow mildly by approximately 2%, and Yamaha aims at 10% sales growth accumulated in 3 years. In conjunction with EU's market integration move, our musical instrument business is rapidly becoming borderless through net sales and so on. Yamaha made various efforts to win customer trust by equalizing wholesale prices within the region. We also notice weeding out of retailers happening due to cross-border information exchange. It is a serious challenge for us to respond to such changes in the sales networks. Our plan is to increase sales by 1.2 billion yen in musical instruments and 1.9 in professional audio in the remaining 2 years. Like North America, our priority is to expand high-value-added products and services. Especially in the acoustic musical instruments, we will reinforce services to individual customers like customizing instruments for the artist's specifications, which old and established manufacturers find more and more difficult to do these days. We will also strengthen our sales structure and increase sales in the Eastern Europe, where we are still new yet. Expansion of professional audio is a common theme both in Europe and North America. But when it comes to business to business, trustworthiness is the requirement, so we aim at reinforcing it while strengthening our support systems. Mass distribution sales network is changing and will pursue sales expansion through this channel as well. China. Chinese market is comprised 60% with acoustic pianos and the market itself is making a two-digit growth, and Yamaha plans to grow its sales by more than 20%. By product, we focus on acoustic pianos, home-use keyboards, and professional audio. We face lots of regulations to do business in China, but just this last week, we obtained official authorization to operate our direct music school in Shanghai. We think we finished most of our preparation work to establish our business framework there. Our priority now is to quickly raise and strengthen local human resources. We hired personnel in charge of legal affairs, but faced difficulty in building up sales force. We're both headhunting experienced personnel and hiring rookies to train them. Last year, we set up General Service Center in Shanghai and Digital Audio Training Center in Beijing. This autumn, we will start our direct music school in Shanghai, as I just mentioned. We could secure professional, skilled talents at such locations. As piano sales network policy, we are currently developing Yamaha piano showrooms at major cities as the pictures show. We plan to open 40 Yamaha points of sales and piano corners within this year. We plan to launch TV commercials on pianos this autumn. We'll also beef up production capacity at Hancho Yamaha, which was started last year. Other markets except for China, where we plan to accelerate growth. Korea, Gulf region, Russia, Middle East and Europe, and India. The plan aims at 3.1 billion yen growth in the remaining 2 years, which is not so ambitious, but we should like to ready the ground so that in the latter phase we can achieve substantial growth. Sales plan for professional audio business. In markets where Yamaha has entered, the total demand is assumed to be around 320 billion yen, at a growth rate of about 3% per annum. Yamaha plans to achieve 20% level growth in B2B segment and two-digit growth in total. By region, we plan to make a huge jump in sales in North America and Europe. We will put up a new objective to become solution provider. And this is a shift from the conventional mixer number one strategy. Under the new objective, we will sharpen our competitive edge by focusing on applications rather than products. For customers, we will become a one-stop supplier where everything is done at one place, providing total solution to them. For that purpose, we will build up our strength to provide system solutions. We will progress with development and enhancement of our mixers, amplifiers, speakers, and network technology, but we'll seek opportunities for collaboration with other companies as well. Last year, we acquired Steinberg Media Technology. Originally, we collaborated with them in the area of music production equipment. We plan to seamlessly fuse Cubase SE software, for which they had the top share in the industry, in Yamaha hardware, and improve user friendliness by leaps and bounds. They also have Nuendo, professional music production software, and through this acquisition, we can expand its sales by providing solution. Also, Yamaha will sell Steinberg products in North America and aim at expanding it. We plan to produce sales growth impact of about 4 billion yen in the second year, as it is written here. We announced press release today that Yamaha acquired equity of Nexo, a large-scale high-output speaker manufacturer. We collaborated in the audio equipment at Nagoya Exposition Dome in Japan. and to accelerate our technological tie-up, we decided that we will invest into their shares. As the upper left chart shows, Nexo and Yamaha speakers hardly overlap in their domain. Having a wide spectrum of speakers, we can expand our capacity to meet our customer needs in a substantial way. In future, we will jointly engineer system solution products and make a full entry into professional speaker business. The impact of this business tie-up to sales is planned at 4 billion yen in the third year and 6 billion yen in the fifth, as the lower left square shows. Not only its effect on the sales, but also its significance to expand Yamaha's professional audio business segment are quite large. This concludes my explanation on our sales expansion plan. Well, I will speak about cost reduction measures, mainly about our efforts to reform production. Currently, Yamaha has 17 musical instruments production sites around the world. We basically produce our flagship products at our own sites. There are two product groups for which we face major challenges. One is piano. So far, we selected production sites for pianos where there is demand for them. But the market structure changed, especially in developed countries, where demand has either hit the ceiling or declined, and it is high time that we reviewed our production strategy. Second is guitar. We have production sites in Japan, but without the economies of scale, we feel it is rather disadvantageous compared to other musical instruments' profitability structure. There are two pillars for production reform. One is production site strategy, and the other is to improve productivity at each site. First, I will touch upon our production strategy. Left-hand table shows our goal, or the ideal site structure. We consider Japan, China, Indonesia to be the nucleus to progress with this strategy. Japan is positioned as a mother site, and as circled in red, production reform is well underway in electronic musical instruments, PA, pianos, wind and educational instruments, and we are now disseminating it to overseas countries. We are yet to focus such efforts on guitars, as I mentioned earlier. We'll strengthen that part from now on. Regarding China, as was mentioned, it is and will be a giant market, and the production cost is low, so we will shift production of respective instruments, especially acoustics, to China, and we are currently developing production sites. Regarding Indonesia, we have long-standing and comparatively stable production sites, and we regard them as risk hedge against China and as one of the three pillars of our production strategy. The upper two rows of electronic musical instruments and professional audio and lower rows of piano and below are divided because the upper two are the so-called digital products and their production style is closer to that of home electronics. Cost reduction at procurement or design and upstream phases has great significance. For assembly, we adopted cell method in our production. On the other hand, for the lower rows of piano and other acoustic instruments, structural materials such as timber and felt all affect the sound as they are a part of the resonant body, and in making instruments, their processes are intertwined here and there and difficult to break into factors. Accordingly, the production process is long and deep. Here lies the difference. For these instruments, line production is better suited. Having said so, it is a relative story, as we partially adopt cell method for acoustics as well. But largely, these are the differences between the two groups. For the acoustics, we strive to transfer and standardize skill levels. We raise up craftsmanship level so that they find technical hurdles to be lower and easier to jump over. Right-hand table states major activities in 3 years under YSD 5.0. FO4 and O5 figures are the actuals, and FY06 and 7 are the plans. There are two major points. One is to achieve successful record by producing electrons using cell method. As Mr. Umemura mentioned, electron sales is expanding greatly, and it happened just in tandem with our adoption of cell method 2 years earlier. It was just the right timing, and in such a situation we could achieve a large cost reduction. Also, for the production of acoustic guitars, we launched Hancho Yamaha. These are the pictures of Hancho Yamaha in China. It opened last November with a total space of 150,000 square meters. Hancho is located about 160 kilometers southwest of Shanghai, and at this site we built our first factory of 23,000 square meters. Now they produce pianos and acoustic guitars. These people are actually making musical instruments. Their challenge now is to increase volume and production items, and also to differentiate quality as Yamaha-certified musical instruments. To train them and enhance their production capability, we dispatched instructors from Japan and Taiwan over there. Regarding piano, as the Chinese domestic market has huge potential demand, we are increasing the production volume now, but in the near future, we hope to export them to other markets. Regarding guitar, China's domestic market is still premature, so we position this factory as an export site. Results of reform. In the initial year, sales of digital products increased, pulled mainly by the bullish sales of electrons amid the adverse wind of material cost hike by 620 million yen in total. But we could absorb it and still reduce cost as we had planned. Well, sales of digital products expanded greatly, but acoustics are not achieving the intended results. They are rather short of target, so it's a great challenge to improve these figures in the second and the third years. Tables at the bottom show the personnel composition. According to our initial plan, we forecast decrease of 162 full-time employees as a result of demission and recruitment in 3 years, but now we slightly changed our direction after 1 year and hired more full-time employees for piano production than the initial plan. Yes, full-time employees, because their cost per head is not so high, and also we did this in place of outsourcers and subcontractors, so the impact to PL is immaterial. Rather, we decided it to be necessary to secure and accumulate skilled labor internally in preparation for the future. Regarding human development, we recruit and train core staff in the management area, and at factories we conduct educational programs at our new production site in China for supervisors to ready them for a sudden expansion of our business there. Productivity of individual staff is another pillar of the two. To improve productivity, especially at Japanese sites, we will adopt TPS or Toyota Production System as an axis to improve loss rate. This way, all the sites are finally keeping the same pace, so it has become our great asset. Last October, we integrated wind instrument and strings and percussion divisions. Accordingly, we integrated production sites in January this year to make a fresh start. In those days when sales growth directly pushed up profit margin, segmentalized business development was effective. But nowadays, we need to pursue efficiency and effective operation, so we are reorganizing the structure. The figures of 3.6 billion yen in 3 years under YSD50 are taken from page 4 of your handout, out of which 1.7 billion yen is improved through enhanced efficiency in the production segment. As I mentioned earlier, we are on target in the initial year. Lastly, let me briefly touch upon supply chain management and inventory reduction. For a successful SCM, we consider it important to reform business process so that sales forecast